Many Spanish-speaking immigrants want their children to remain fluent in Spanish even as they learn English. In fact, a Pew Research study recently found that 95% of Hispanic Americans think it's important that their children speak Spanish. Now, that could mean bilingual public or private school, but bilingual homeschooling makes it happen on a personal level. Solveig Wastvedt reports on parents teaching their children two languages and two cultures at home.
Ishe is 6 years old, lives in Long Beach, California, and knows all about butterflies.
First, they're caterpillars, those ewy things that have juice inside.
He's showing off a dried-up caterpillar preserved in a little glass container and explaining the chrysalis stage.
The chrysalida.
Chrysalida. That's Spanish for chrysalis. Ishe learned science and all his other subjects in Spanish and in English. His mom, Ayopechli, homeschools him in both languages.
Por tanto, si Capitán H. Inmensa, o como te llames.
Bilingual homeschooling is kind of an ambiguous term, and there aren't any solid numbers on how many people do it. It can mean teaching every lesson in two languages, like Ayopechli, or it can be less structured, just alternating between languages throughout the day. What makes it bilingual homeschooling is that the teaching and the results are more or less split 50-50 between the languages.
And obviously it's my story, it's my history that I'm sharing with him. It's my knowledge that I'm sharing with him.
More immigrant families these days see staying in touch with their home cultures as an asset rather than the liability it might have been in the past.
I live in a different time than when I know that historically other immigrants felt like they needed to sort of assimilate.
Ursula Aldana teaches education at the University of San Francisco.
The reality is I don't think that's just not the time that we live in. We live in such an era of globalization that it seems ridiculous to ask for that.
The school system has reflected that trend. The number of public and private dual language immersion programs has skyrocketed in the past decade from the low hundreds to around 2,000. You might think kids learning two languages would take longer to pick up specific skills like reading or writing in each. Aldana says that's not the case. The two languages work together to build literacy.
Literacy is really just understanding how language works and students being able to understand that writing and reading are sort of very interrelated. That happens in any language.
Pero tú quieres cortar las que voy a comer de desayuno?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ¿qué te parece si te...
It's happening at the home of Giovanna Businaro, who lives in Long Beach and homeschools her daughter Lily in Spanish and English. Giovanna keeps her culturally up to date with songs and stories.
I will go to the library and ask the librarian, do we have any stories on the Three Little Pigs?
And movies. Take the movie Frozen, for example. Giovanna figures she's heard Let It Go about 100 times.
Libre soy, libre soy. Surgiré como el...
Lily knows the lyrics in both English and Spanish. Giovanna says homeschooling lets Lily take charge of her own education and follow her interests. That fosters a lot of independence.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes Lily even keeps her mom on her toes. When Giovanna forgets to turn off the light, Lily is on it.
¿No crees que lo tienes que apagar la luz?
Giovanna is making sure Lily can succeed in this increasingly bilingual world. She compares homeschooling to staff training she did at an earlier job. So is Lily like her employee?
I would say she's more of my intern.
How's that?
Because the interns come in wanting to know what the job is like, right? And so that's what I'm trying to do, show her what the job is like.
The job meaning her life, in both languages. For NPR News, I'm Solveig Wastvedt in Los Angeles.